Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, everybody, welcome to our YouTube channel. My name is Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here at VectorVest. Have you guys heard about the reclassification of a recession? What does that even mean? So I'm going to talk to you about what a recession is. And by all means, it's a part of what naturally happens when we have monetary policy that helps to boost the economy. The product of that most likely will be a recession or a pullback in the market. So you know something? I don't want to argue with you, but I do want to bring to the forefront what's really a recession is and how we at VectorVest can help you prepare for it and utilize tools to help you to make money in a recession. So with that all being said, sit right there and let's get right into it. Welcome to our YouTube channel. My name is Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor. Always love bringing these videos to your attention. So today is probably going to be a hot topic. I know you've heard recently about a reclassification of what a recession is. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to get some things off of my chest that needs to probably be said to keep people focused on what's really going on. And most of all, how you can make money in the market. Folks, if you're brand new to the channel, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon so that you'll be alerted to when new videos like this come out. And most of all, hit that like button. And I want to hear your comments. Let me know how you feel about this topic. And if you're looking at some individual stocks that you're playing, let me know that in the comments as well. All right, let's go back to the graph that I was just looking at. And here is the VectorVest composite, which looks at over 9,000 stocks. And this is what we're going through right now. This is a 1-year look back on the VectorVest composite, and we're in a bear run. A lot of people are already out there saying that we're already in a recession right now. Again, my job is not to argue with you, but my job is to put into perspective what a recession is, what things are included in a recession, and if we are right there right now. Overall, though, the market's in a bear run. Now, I can't time a recession, but I can time a bear market. And currently, and this may catch a lot of you off guard as well, right now, we are still in a bull market. Yes, I know I lost a lot of you out there right there. We are still in a bull market because what drives markets higher? Earnings. And earnings are still in play. Companies are still meeting or exceeding their earnings expectations quarter over quarter and year over year. So we're still in a bull market. Now, I'm going to show you a graph that we don't always show here on our videos. I'm going to go to another graph. I'm going to bring up a market climate graph, which looks at a couple of things. It looks at what we have, or what we call our earnings trend indicator, on a scale between 0 and 2. And look at that. Our earnings trend indicator is falling, still above the value of 1, still putting us in a bull market, but this doesn't detract that we're in a bear run. We're looking at the 50-day moving average of the S&P earnings on the S&P 500 also starting to fall. How do we know when we're in a bear market? When this earnings trend indicator, only found in the VectorVest software, goes below the value of 1, like it did back here in 2020 during COVID. We were in a bear market. But then since then, what did we do? We then put a lot of money into the economy to keep the economy bolstered higher. And look at that. Bull market, bull market, bull market, running, 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 leveling out, because a lot of people think that we're currently in a recession right now, leveling out. But now we're starting to see the earnings trend indicator fall along with earnings per share. What have I been saying on this channel? It's going to be this quarter and next quarter when we start to see if companies start to miss their earnings because of the rising interest rates. All right, now put all of that to the side. Let's go into a slide deck that I have here for you. And from this slide deck, we're going to talk about this reclassification of a recession. So what is a recession? A recession is a significant decline in economic activity that lasts for months or even years. We've seen that happen time and time again. Experts declare a recession when the nation's economy experiences negative gross domestic product, GDP, for two quarters in a row, rising levels of unemployment, which we're still low right now, but that may be starting to change, falling retail sales, I'm going to help you with that, and contracting measures of income and manufacturing for an extended period of time. Recessions are considered, and this is key here, an unavoidable part of the business cycle. So no matter what, you want to say, no, we're not going to go through a recession. It's part of the natural business of doing things in a market or in an economy, or the regular cadence of expansion and contraction that occurs in a nation's economy. All right, with that, experts are predicting that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates by another 75 basis points this week. The Fed has already raised rates three times this year in an attempt to quell skyrocketing inflation. But despite these interest rate hikes to go after inflation, inflation is not yet slowed. So you can't get around that. You can't reclassify that. Inflation is still where at 40-year highs. Can't get around that. All right. So you can't reclassify that. So with that, what's happening? The Federal Reserve is trying to slow inflation by hiking interest rates without causing a downturn. But and this is key. The experts say a soft landing is looking less probable. So for many of you say, oh, man, you're just talking up the whole idea of having a recession. Boo. I'm just giving you the facts. All right. The Fed is expected to push rates higher this week. Why this matters? With the Fed's projections to continue raising interest rates, there will be consequences. And you know something, folks? I think that we've strayed away from the consequences of the actions. Most likely an uptick in unemployment. Hasn't happened yet, but if you follow me on Twitter, I have been tweeting out stories where companies are starting to lay off people. Gotta watch that. That's gonna add to recession. What this means for you, soaring consumer prices. We all know that prices are going high because inflation's at a 40-year high. Tumbling stocks. A lot of people's portfolios are seeing that we are in that idea of your stocks falling. Increased cost to borrow money. Well, with rising interest rates, it does make it harder for you to be able to borrow money, taking money out of the economy, and the threat of layoffs could prove particularly devastating for low and middle income Americans. All right, so now let's talk a little bit about that. I'm going to take you out to the economic calendar for what's coming up this week. Today, Tuesday, new home sales came in. We were predicting 660,000 new homes. Boom. We fell short of that. 590,000 new homes were built, and a lot of people are backing out of new home deals as well because of high mortgage rates. Next, let's talk about the big story tomorrow. The big story tomorrow is the Fed interest rate decision. Right now, we're looking at possibly another 0.75%, or 75 basis points. And if we do, that'll be right in line. But you never know. If the Fed is trying to go after inflation, they may raise it up one full basis points. And if they do, hold on. Katie, bar the doors, baby. Thursday, another big story. GDP comes out. And no matter how you want to try to reclassify it, if GDP goes down for two quarters in a row, that's a textbook definition of a recession. All right. And then on Friday, we have the employment numbers coming out as well. So employment cost is a whole lot of other things coming out. But a couple of things that are out there right now that are affecting the market adversely, with the market still going down. All right. So now with that, let's get back into the VectorVest software real quick. And I've got some things that I want you to keep your eyes on. Let's go to the viewers tabs. Well, if building is going down, if people are walking away from housing, builder is an ETF. I could not find a bearish ETF for builder. So in my case here, knowing that this does play options, I would think about buying puts on BLDR as an ETF. It's down today. I don't know if I ever want to short an ETF, But if it plays options, I'd rather buy the puts. Natural gas, that's something that's Russia's getting ready to cut off more gas to the Ukraine. Keep your eyes on natural gas as a play right now. Drip, oil is still going down. I still feel that the supply is low, the demand is low, the demand is still high. Actually, demand is dropping down because a lot of people don't want to pay the high gas prices, so they're driving a little less. So even though the supply hasn't increase, it looks like it has because the demand has dropped off a little bit, but still I think that oil long term may be a good place to be. Right now though, short term, it's still going down. You want to take advantage of that. And retail, well, I could not find a bearish ETF on retail. Also, it has options. You can buy the put. Look at this, down 11% today. And that's another part of looking at if a recession is in play. So, folks, this is not a video to argue. This is a video to put things into perspective. I don't care what you try to do to reclassify what a recession is. A recession is what a recession is. We've talked about it. And I've talked about, are we in a bear market yet? Not quite yet, because earnings are still going up on companies, but watch what's going on with interest rates. And I'm thinking that slowly but surely these companies are going to feel the effect of the pulling back of the money with the rising in interest rates, and layoffs are going to come. Keep your eyes on that. All right. With that, folks, I want to hear what you got to say about this. I don't think that you can reclassify what a recession is. It is what it is, and it's a natural part of what economies go through. So, folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.